Tuesday afternoon, December 3rd. Good afternoon. It's 26 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Democrats are split over President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Mark Pocan have voiced criticism about the decision. Baldwin said that presidential pardons should not be used for personal or political gain. Pocan raised concerns about potential repercussions during Trump's presidency. Most Wisconsin Republicans are blasting the pardon plan that absolves Hunter of crimes going back to 2014. After an Election Day issue involving unsecured computers, the deputy director of the Milwaukee Election Commission has resigned. Bonnie Chang reportedly led the efforts at Milwaukee's Central Count, where over 30,000 ballots had to be recounted after seals were found not secured on election equipment. The commission is now looking to fill the vacancy before a February election. A judge is overturning a Wisconsin's 13-year-old law that effectively ended collective bargaining for teachers and most state government employees has rekindled a battle over labor rights in a state where the first public sector unions were formed 65 years ago. But before unions head back to the bargaining table, more legal fights await. At its core, the battle is over whether tens of thousands of teachers, nurses, prison guards, and other state government employees can bargain over their workplace conditions and salary. The Republican-controlled legislature has appealed the Monday ruling overturning the law. The case is expected to be decided by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced the release of the financial assessment of the Universities of Wisconsin Administration. It is the final review performed by a third-party reviewer. Rothman said, quote, "These reviews have helped us refine steps to eliminate structural deficits at a number of our universities and embark on a path of long-term financial stability." In response to the most recent review, Rothman announced that UWSA will take a more active role in supporting universities in enrollment management, including enrollment forecasting, charge a work group with representation from the universities to develop recommendations and metrics for low enrollment program evaluation. The intent is to provide the Board of Regents with a process for review of low-enrolled programs that increases oversight and aligns with the rigor of the new program approval process. Enhanced financial accountability standards, including the implementation of university realignment plans focused on eliminating structural deficits and the commencement of formal mid-year financial reviews of the universities. Provide more effective customer-focused shared services and expand use of those services by the universities. Continue to leverage technologies and improve administrative processes to facilitate increased data-informed decision-making. The review and all previously released reviews of 12 UWs, not including UW-Madison, can be found at wisconsin.edu/president/strategic plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the conclusion of the 2024 nine-day gun deer hunt, which kicked off the holiday season in Wisconsin with opportunities to enjoy the outdoors, harvest food for the table, and create memories with family and friends. Preliminary license sales, harvest registration, and hunting incident numbers are now available. Preliminary figures indicate the number of deer hunters in Wisconsin slightly increased compared to 2023. As of 11:59 Sunday night, sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023, up from 788,697 for the same time period last year. Of those, 553,652 were for gun privileges only, up from 553,479 in 2023. Since the opening of the bow and crossbow seasons, Wisconsin hunters have registered 289,361 deer. This harvest is 8.7% ahead of the same time last year. Deer hunting license and harvest authorization sales will continue throughout the remaining deer hunting season. Final license sales figures will be available in January when the DNR staff will perform a thorough analysis and interpretation. Preliminary figures show hunters registered 189,622 deer during the 2024 gun deer season, including 89,787 antlered and 99,835 antlerless deer. Compared to 2023, the gun season harvest total is up 5.2% statewide, with the antlered harvest up 3.6% and the antlerless harvest up 6.6%. Adams County in the Central Farmland Zone led the state with 12.4 deer registered per square mile. Vernon County led the Southern Farmland Zone with 7 deer registered per square mile. Adams County also led the Central Forest Zone, registering 4 deer per square mile. Finally, Florence County led the Northern Forest Zone with 2.9 deer registered per square mile. Elsewhere in the Southern Farmland Zone, Vernon County recorded 5,502 harvested deer. Grant County recorded 4,084. Columbia County registered 3,747 deer. Sauk registered 3,429. Crawford had a total of 3,245. Richland County registered 3,120 deer harvested. Iowa County had 1,849, and Lafayette had 1,400 deer harvested. The total deer harvested in the Southern Farmland Zone was 40,847. The DNR reports only one non-fatal firearm-related hunting incident during the 2024 gun deer season. Friday, November 29th at approximately 4 o'clock in Wheatland Township in Vernon County, a 14-year-old boy was sitting in an enclosed tower stand with his father hunting on private property. The victim's father heard what sounded like a gunshot in the distance. Shortly after, the victim felt pain in his feet and found that he was shot through both the left and right foot. The victim was transported privately to the hospital and received medical treatment for his injuries. The shooter has been identified and an investigation is pending. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the city of Platteville has applied for a 50% matching grant as part of the Urban Green Space subprogram of the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The grant will assist with purchasing 11.2 acres of land in the city of Platteville in Grant County. The city of Platteville plans to acquire 5 parcels totaling 11.2 acres to expand its trail network system. The city proposes to develop 4 of the 5 parcels into a trail corridor and 1 parcel into a trailhead parking lot. If acquired, recreational activities will include hiking, cross-country skiing, picnicking, fishing, limited trapping, archery hunting, and scenic enjoyment. The DNR is proposing to make the determination that the prohibition of gun hunting is necessary to protect public safety because of the parcel's proximity to a school, a hospital, and commercial buildings. The DNR has also determined a prohibition on the use of body gripping, jawed, and/or cable restraint traps is necessary to protect against user conflict. The DNR's initial assessment of the allowed nature-based outdoor activities may be downloaded from the Stewardship Public Notice webpage, or you may request a copy via email by contacting Cheryl Housley at cheryl.housley@wisconsin.gov. The public is encouraged to submit written comments on the proposed acquisition by this Thursday, December 5th, to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. 2 occupants of a plane were uninjured as it crashed at the Bosque Bell Airport. The Bosque Bell Police Department responded to a report of an aircraft crash Sunday evening at approximately 6:30 at the Bosque Bell Airport in the city of Bosque Bell. Kyle Erpelding, 18, of Cary, Illinois, was operating the aircraft as a flight student when all of a sudden the aircraft began to have issues. Passenger and flight instructor Benjamin Weselowski, 42, of Cary, Illinois, took over after realizing there was an emergency. Weselowski communicated with traffic control and was able to locate the Bosque Bell Airport to do an emergency landing. While completing the emergency landing, the aircraft lost power and the men's view was obscured by oil, causing the aircraft to bounce several times. Due to the bouncing, the landing gear collapsed and the plane veered off the runway. The fuel tank ruptured and was leaking fuel as the plane came to a stop. Both occupants escaped from the plane uninjured. Due to minor damage to the runway, the airport groundskeeper shut down the runway for the night. The National Transportation Safety Board in Washington, D.C. was notified of the crash. The Bosque Belle Police Department was assisted at the scene by Bosque Belle Fire Department and Bosque Belle EMS. A man convicted of killing three people in 2021 has been sentenced to prison. Naya Teo will serve at least 50 years behind bars, the earliest he will be eligible for parole after being convicted of shooting and killing three men at a quarry near West Salem. The men were killed over a $600 debt. Another man involved in the deaths received a similar sentence, with the eligibility for parole set at 35 years. This was the second trial for Teo, whose first trial ended in a mistrial after jurors couldn't reach a verdict. As we enter the holiday season and the end of the year approaches, many of you will make donations to charities, nonprofits, and other organizations, especially today, Giving Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions have partnered to provide important reminders to help ensure your money goes to legitimate causes you want to support instead of scammers. Do your research before donating. Real charities want your donation for honest purposes, but they do not need it immediately. If a solicitor is pressuring you to pay right away, be cautious. Take time to learn about the organization before you give. Ask for more details if you are solicited for a donation. Legitimate charitable organizations can provide their name, address, and phone number and will explain how much of your donation will be used for the charitable purpose versus other costs. Do not open links or attachments in unsolicited charity emails, text, or social media posts. Even if they appear real, these may be fraudulent or contain harmful viruses. Avoid imposter scammers. Before you give to a well-known charity or nonprofit, verify that you are using the organization's real website and not a convincing replica created by scammers. Check the web address for spelling errors and other discrepancies that could signify a scam. Avoid using unsecure payment methods like cash, cryptocurrency, payment apps, or money transfers. It is nearly impossible to reverse these transactions in cases of fraud. Use a credit card or write a check directly to the organization. To learn more about a charitable organization, use resources like CharityNavigator.org or Give.org. As the holiday season approaches, many people are transforming their homes with seasonal sparkle and Yuletide joy. While these decorations are merry and bright, Ready Wisconsin is encouraging everyone to keep safety in mind while decorating for the holidays. Holiday lights and candles can brighten homes, but that glow can quickly turn into a disaster. Fire departments across the country responded to an average of 835 home fires that began with decorations, and an average of 155 fires started with holiday trees, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Keep holiday decorating safe with these helpful tips. Water your live holiday tree regularly and look for the fire-resistant label when buying an artificial tree. Place trees at least 3 feet away from heat sources, such as a heater or fireplace. Never leave candles unattended. Keep burning candles in sight away from anything flammable. Extinguish candles before leaving the room. Use flameless candles whenever possible. Never string together more than 3 sets of incandescent lights, and never overload electrical outlets. Replace any string of lights with worn or broken cords or loose bulb connections. Read manufacturer's instructions for number of light strands to connect. Follow manufacturer's instructions for using lights, including indoor and outdoor usage. Use clips, not nails, to hang lights so the cords do not get damaged. Be sure to turn off all lights on trees and other decorations when going to bed or leaving the house. Unplug extension cords when they are not in use. Unexpected injuries could also occur while decking your home with some holiday magic. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, there are about 160 holiday decorating-related injuries each day during the holiday season, with nearly half of the injuries involving falls. In last year's holiday season, about 14,900 people were treated in emergency rooms across the country due to holiday decorating-related injuries. To prevent holiday decorating injuries, choose a sturdy ladder with the correct height and weight limit. Wear shoes that allow for good traction. Do not stand on chairs or tables when decorating. Clear pathways of trip hazards such as clutter, power cords, and extra furniture. And fix uneven walkways and steps inside and outside the home to help prevent falls. The holidays also mean gatherings with family and friends. If you're hosting a holiday party, stay fire safe by keeping the kitchen free of distraction, clear decorations away from around the stove and oven, and always have a fire extinguisher available nearby. Test your smoke alarms to make sure they are working properly and replace any batteries if you have not done so recently. Smoke alarms should be located on every level of your home and be tested monthly. Create an escape plan with your family and practice it so everyone knows two ways to get out of the house in the event of a fire. For additional holiday safety tips this season, visit readywisconsin.wi.gov. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Rick Manning.